Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of BBW Adult Radio. I'm your host, Max, aka the Black BBW Porn Pusher. And also, we got our resident actor, Fool Man, up in here. G-Man, you there?
Yeah, brother, I'm here. What it is?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Happy New Year's to you, brother.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, we made it through a whole nother motherfucker.
Yeah. See what the new year have in store for us.
Same old bullshit, disappointments, motherfuckers not showing up, they don't call, you know, that kind of shit. But the rest, it's all good.
Well, you know.
But the rest is all good.
This one, she knows, she showed up on time, so, you know.
Okay.
You know, so we're gonna quickly get the church announcements out the way before we get to, you know, Miss SSBW, you know, Yoli Love. So all those that know that JGBW Adult Radio will be at the upcoming AVN this month, the 22nd to 24th. Come meet us and also meet, you know, one of our resident, you know, plus side SSBW models. Her name is Miss Sorotica. Some of y'all may know her. If you don't, come check her out because she will be in the house there. So, you know, look around for us because we'll be there once again this year, looking around, see what we also can get into for next year to bring to you. Also, don't forget that S&M Radio will be back on coming Monday. So check us out on Facebook. That's S&M Radio. You can find us on Facebook. And I know Sasha will be having a new episode coming up. She hasn't told me when, but I know she has it in the works. So look for her on Sasha the Diva. Look for her on there. Or also on Night Talks with Sasha. There you go. We ain't did a show in so long. I almost got the name of the show. But we're going to get right into it. Got so much stuff going on. So let's get into it. You know, she's a SSBBW from, well, actually, I don't know if she's from Atlanta or New York, but we're about to find out. So please welcome Ms. Yoli Love. I'm sorry, Yoli Love. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. I'm so glad
she's
here.
She sounds sexy. Shit. That's 3 points right there.
She made it on time.
I'm impressed. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. Just making it. How are you?
Oh, I'm better now. I'm listening to you. Shit.
So, I know it's confusing me. I just want to know, where are you from? Are you from New York or are you from Georgia?
I'm from Georgia. I'm originally from Georgia. I was living in New York for a while, but right now I'm back in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
What part of Georgia are you in, babe?
A city, a little small city called Albany.
Okay.
Albany.
Okay. I know Albany.
I don't know. Well, you better
yep,
be calling
Albany, Georgia.
How close that is from Atlanta?
It's like 3 hours away.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You out there.
That's about right.
You out there. So,
yeah.
So tell me, how did you get into the whole, you know, modeling thing?
It actually started with me and my homegirl just fucking around, playing around or whatever. And I started posting pictures on Instagram, and it kind of just took on. Like, people started inboxing me on Facebook and on Instagram and, you know, asking me, can I do this and can I do that? And it's kind of just, you know, everything just kind of fell into place.
Oh, okay. Now, where can they find you on Instagram? So I know you started on there. I know you must got a lot of followers then.
Okay, it's SSBBW_Tenderoni.
Tenderoni.
Oh, I like that name.
She going old school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how'd you come with the name, you know, Tenderoni?
I don't know. I just, I mean, I like it. I mean, it is what it is. I'm a Tenderoni.
You must have been a Bobby Brown fan.
I was. I still am, yes.
So when it comes to the whole Molly thing, what would you like to, your most major things you want to do? Is it modeling? Do you want to get into the whole video thing also, or just the modeling?
I want to do both. I was actually in the process of working on some videos and stuff and working with some people that, you know, that really was, but I had an injury. So right now I'm kind of sitting down, but I'm coming back really soon.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a couple of names of the people you're going to be working with.
Superstar.
Okay.
Lady Seductress.
Okay.
Just to name a few.
Okay.
So
we have Lady
Seductress
on a couple of times.
I'm sorry?
We have Lady Seductress out here a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So on the video tip, what you going to be doing, mostly girl on girl or what?
It's going to be a little bit of everything.
Okay.
A little bit of everything, I'm going to just say that. I'm being honest, I really love sucking dick, so it's going to be a lot of that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope y'all caught that. I sure damn did.
Well, you know, if you're looking for some male talent, come on, me and G-Man got you.
You speak for yourself, man. Shit.
Oh, my God.
She fucking with said, I'm scared of them. Fuck, I ain't that old yet. I gotta take fucking geriatric pills and get a fucking defibrillator fucking while I'm with them.
You'll be alright. Just take your medication, you'll be alright. You're standing like
yes,
a champ,
sir.
Boy. You're gonna die with a smile on your face. That's all I got to say.
Tell me this, in dealing with the videos, is there anything particular that you do enjoy specifically?
I do like being on camera, you know what I'm saying? I like masturbating, I like to know that somebody's jacking off looking at me. I'm just being real, sorry if I'm too explicit, but I like it.
Oh, so you're a voyeur and an exhibitionist.
Right.
Oh, okay.
What? Tell me this. What's the freakiest thing that you think you like to do on video?
Honestly,
straight up nasty.
I'm going to be real now. This is going to be 100% real. It's something called bukkake. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that, but it's like when a woman, she has like maybe 10 or 15 men, and they
mm-hmm.
all like come all over her face and her mouth and stuff. Like, I really want to do that.
Okay.
Now, would you call that a fetish, or that's just something you just normally like to do?
That's something I just normally like to do. I'm just, I don't know. I've always had a thing for a lot of cum, so I just like
a lot
of cum. Like, a lot of cum.
A lot of cum. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Here we go. Here we go. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Okay.
So.
Well, speaking of squirting, can you squirt, or that's something you're working on?
I'm more of a gusher. Like, it's more like
okay.
a puddle. It's not like a squirt, so.
Any puddle's a good puddle. That's what I say.
Oh.
That means you're getting a good nut. Okay.
Tell me this. You enjoy eating pussy.
I do. I have done
mm-hmm.
many a times. And I just like using my mouth. So
she sounds like she's done it more than me. Shit, damn. Many a times. I ain't never said that. I did a lot, but not a many a times. I got to qualify you now. Okay.
Oh, okay. Now, what male talent would you like to be working with that you, I don't care if it's like in pictures or in video.
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry.
What male talent would you like to work with, whether it be in pictures or videos?
I don't have anyone specific that I want to work with right now. I'm just like, actually, the ones I want to work with, they're not well known. So it's nobody, like, you know, well known that I want to work with. It's just random. Some people, you know, that I know randomly I want to work with, so.
Okay. Make them famous then.
Hello. Put them on the map, baby.
That's right. Make them famous. Make them famous. That's how you put the guys on. Make them famous. You make a name for yourself. Look, I did that right there. So when it comes to, you know, the whole, you know, photo shoots and videos, are you willing to travel or they have to come to you?
I am willing to travel. I am.
Okay.
I definitely
What kind of videos would you like to do? Would it just besides sucking dick, you want to do like gangbangs, threesome, DPs?
I want to do threesomes. I'm really into the whole group sex thing. So threesomes, you know, gangbangs, all that stuff. That's a plus.
Oh, okay. Have you ever did a gangbang before in your private life?
I have once.
Oh, okay. So sure.
Yeah, I have once.
Okay.
Did he qualify? Have you ever done a DP before?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, that's a yet. We got to work on that.
Not yet, but hopefully it's in the making.
Let me mark that down. We got to do DP. Okay, gotcha.
No.
That would be before Christmas, too.
Well, she wants to come out, set her up for some sugar. She's right in my area, so, you know.
That's
now, when
cool.
When it comes to the whole thing, are you into squashing also?
Yes. I started with that probably like 2 years ago. And before it was really popular, you know what I'm saying? Like, and now a lot of men really is into it now. So it's like I get that request a lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, Sasha texted me a question. She wanted to know, when it comes to the squashing thing, is it mostly white men or black men that are into that?
Now it's like a mixture of both. But before,
okay,
it was mainly white.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if you're in Atlanta, it's predominantly probably black.
Right.
In Atlanta. Yeah, in Atlanta, them motherfuckers like this shit swatch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They take lunch breaks and go get swatch. Mm-hmm. I'll be back. I'm going to be 30 minutes late for lunch.
Have you ever gotten a weird request, like, for squashing? Let's say a man would just want to sit there and jerk off while you, you know, squash balloons or something like that?
No, the only, the weirdest request that I had, it wasn't with squashing. It was farting. And I had never heard of a fart fetish before. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to have a lot of muscle control for that shit, huh? Fart at will? God damn.
He was really into that, and it was to the point that he wanted me to, like, just fart in his mouth all the time.
You need to get him some medication.
That was a white guy.
He need medication. That motherfucker's sick. They got a pill for that shit, I heard.
Oh, my God.
But how can you fart at will like that? I mean, I'm trying to, I can't do that.
Well, you know, if you lactose intolerant, drink some milk, eat some beans.
The thing about it was he knew what it took to get me there. So he would always, you know, make sure I got there.
Damn. You was eating a lot of red beans, huh? Okay.
And White Castle burgers. They'll do it to you. They will do it to you.
Would you? What was that one fetish that you would not do?
What? Now I'm not. Now some guys really take this shit to the extreme, to where they want people to shit on them, and I'm not doing that. I just can't do that. But other than that, I'm basically down with everything. Other than that.
Hold on. What is it you won't do now? What is that again?
The name is scat, but this is where they want you to shit on them, shit in their mouth. I just crazy shit. I can't do that.
Okay.
That's another white person saying, you know. And
we went to another fucking galaxy now. Shit. We talking that Star Trek shit now. Oh, Lord.
Hit him up,
mother.
Scotty.
Oh, man. He wants you to shit in his mouth.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing because
you done messed up. You done messed up my meal just now, boo. I feel like farting now. You messed up my meal, girl.
Damn.
Okay. There's somebody for everybody, I guess. Fuck.
Will you do golden showers?
I have done that, but I like to receive them now.
Oh, wait, hold on.
We're going to flip the page now.
Hold on.
Let me get back in here. You did what now? You like what now?
I like to give them, but I enjoy receiving them more.
Oh. Oh, I see it. After you done shit it, he going to pee on you. Okay. Damn. You're doing some wild shit, boo.
How did you know
grown
that you
enough for you, girl.
How did you know you was into these types of fetish? You just tried them, or you know, you just seen them on a porn video, or you heard about them?
I don't know. It just kind of. I think sucking dick and eating pussy—that's kind of basic. So it's like when you get to a certain age, you have to kind of, especially
you like
when
to experiment.
Yeah, let's try something different. I mean, and plus when I was married, me and my husband, we were swingers, so we met a lot of different people and, you know, what they like to do. We was trying different stuff, so.
What's the wildest thing you did when you were swinging? What's the wildest thing you and you, maybe not with your husband, but when you were just participating in the swinging, what was the wildest shit you did?
I mean, it's.
Come on with it now.
I mean, of course, you know, we switching up, you know what I'm saying? Me and him eating pussy together. I mean, whatever. Me and her sucking his dick together. I mean, it was no limit.
Now, when you start, are you still in the swing lifestyle? Or are you just like, I ain't into it no more?
I mean, it's not as exciting as it used to be, like when I was in my 20s. So it's like, you know, it's a little overrated to me.
Right.
Now.
It got to the point where it's too many niggas and there's a few women. You can get 25 niggas just whispering, I'm having a swinger party. Just whisper, and it's going to be two women and 25 dudes. Yes, ma'am. You can't even keep that shit a secret no more.
That's true.
It become blog themselves on Facebook. There's a swinging party on their Facebook page. I'm trying to tell you. And then got pictures of you. She gonna be there. 25 dollars a head.
Have you ever to a swinger party?
No, I've been to a swingers club though.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're down in Atlanta, so I should say in Georgia.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shit, they got everything in Atlanta. Everything in Atlanta.
Swinger clubs are like fast food restaurants.
I'm sorry.
That's true. We were both agreeing. There's everything in Atlanta. Atlanta is just wild like that. They do it all. They do shit that don't even make sense.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, being in Atlanta, have you ever indulged yourself with a transvestite?
No.
Okay. I got to ask you in Atlanta. That shit, hey, you'd be surprised.
That's common. You see that a lot in Atlanta, but no, I haven't.
Okay.
Would you film with one?
No.
No.
I wouldn't.
See, that's one thing we can mark off the calendar.
Yep.
That's another. That's number two. That's all right, boo. I'm with you there. See, in Atlanta, you got to check IDs. You want to see their mama. You want to meet the daddy. You want to see the whole lineage before you even fuck around.
So when it comes to, you know what? You have in mind for your first video that you're going to be doing?
I was really, like, when I was talking to my homegirl, me and her was talking about doing some stuff together, and we was really trying to get this whole Bukkake thing together with the men, but, you know, we were trying to see, because a lot of times men don't be willing to get naked in front of other men. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So, and especially that many men. Especially we talk about 10 plus men, so, but I really want to do that.
You mean to tell me they ain't never went to high school?
We got
Dickens
and PE.
I don't know about anybody else, but dicks are slinging.
Everybody just so scared of being looked at, being, you know, the homophobic thing, so it's kind of hard to do.
That's because they just be jealous, babe. They just be jealous, that's all.
Come on, G-Man. We're going to see if we can get one together for her. Come on.
I'm trying to tell you. Shit. They just jealous. They're too busy. And you know the other side of it. You in Atlanta. They busy looking at his shit than looking at you.
Right.
Let's put the truth on out here now. Them down low motherfuckers. Yeah. Hey. Hi, George. Yeah, motherfucker. Get your ass back in the corner where you belong, boy. Don't be coming over here talking about, hi, daddy. It ain't happening. Atlanta good for that shit. When I was in Peachtree City, I went to a party in Bucktown. Them motherfuckers, big-ass football player-looking dude. Hi. Man, you better get the fuck from over here, bro. You got me all fucked up, man.
I'm sorry.
I know the fuck you are. You about to get popped. Shit.
So that's why you won't come back here. Okay, I got you.
Oh, hell no. I'm done Atlanta. They got muscles bigger than your whole body, man. Shit. Talking about, you look good. Man, you better get the fuck away from here.
So,
y'all laughing. I'm telling y'all the truth.
I know, I'm laughing because
this was
true.
In the 80s. This was in the 80s, shit. I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it progressed even worse. But God bless you for being in Atlanta. You got it hard, boo. Shit. Them dudes down there, them brothers, they don't know what the fuck they want to do.
Let me ask you this question. Would you want to get into the BDSM world?
I thought about that. I don't know. I haven't really done a whole lot with it, so I don't know. Because, I mean, sometimes some people go to the extreme with it.
I think you would be good with some whips and shit. You sound like you would be good with that.
You think so?
I can hear it in your voice. Sit down, motherfucker. Shut up. Come suck my toes, bitch. I can hear it in your voice right now. Your alter ego. That's you, boo. That's you. You ain't sucking it right. Suck it the way I said suck it. Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, baby. Mm-hmm. Help that ass up, motherfucker. You've got that voice. You can get that. Mm-hmm. And get paid,
man.
Too. You in Atlanta, they pay for that.
Yeah, you're right. You said
I'm talking. I know I'm right. They pay good money for that. I'm talking high-powered individuals who got bank. They dislike being submissive because they're so busy telling other people what to do. They want to get the script flipped on their ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do I know Atlanta or do I know Atlanta? I'm so glad Sasha ain't here. I'm so glad Sasha ain't here.
She listening.
She gonna get me later.
Yep. Uh-huh. I feel the Texas coming.
Yeah, so, buddy. That's a whole nother fight.
So, were you planning on getting a website?
I was working on that. Like I said, I had an injury in November. Mm-hmm. And I was in the process of getting everything started, but everything kind of had to come to a halt. But during the summer, everything gonna be coming real soon.
Are you better now?
I'm getting better, yeah.
Okay, buddy. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got an iron question. You want to know, are you flexible? Keith want to know, are you flexible?
I am. Well, I was until November, but now I'm not, no. Yeah.
Need somebody to help stretch out them legs. I got you.
Right, I need that.
All right.
See, that's why you need the whip. That's why you need those whips so you can smack that motherfucker. I'm going to show you flexible. I'm going to show you how flexible you can get.
Stop having flashbacks.
We're going to have to send you one of them whips, baby, so you can start practicing on them. That's a whole nother genre for you.
We have 3 minutes left of the show. We're going to get to our little game here. We call Pick One, Choose One. We're going to give you two things to choose from. And you guys just have to pick just one of those things. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. First one up is, would you rather have sex in the kitchen or sex in the bedroom?
Sex in the bedroom.
Would you rather have ice cream or cake?
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Who has the best drinks? TGIF or Applebee's?
Applebee's.
Oh, you are Applebee's. Okay, I got that. Now, when it comes to your sex life, would you rather be watch or watch?
I would rather be watch.
Oh, be watch, okay.
Now, you know what my standard is, BJ
uh-huh.
or DP? Mm-hmm. Which one, darling? BJ, blowjob, or DP, double penetration? Well, you haven't done double penetration yet.
No, so I'm going to go with blowjob.
Okay, well, we got to get you to double dip penetration then. We have to work that out, okay?
When it comes to movies, scary or funny movies?
Funny.
Okay. Would you rather have a man with a big dick and no money or a little dick and a lot of money?
I love this question.
I'm going to just be real. Big dick and no money.
Oh, wow. Is that the first time we heard that? I think it is.
I was trying to tell you, everybody else take the little dick with more money because they can just buy the big dick, rent the big dick, and just, you know, tell little dick, just sit there. I'll be right with you.
Mm-mm. I want a big dick with no money.
Okay. You have that right, baby.
When it comes to a female look, would you rather have somebody with a big ass or big titties?
Big ass.
Mm. I'm with you on that one. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. Well, Speaking of hallelujah, would you rather have a man that's in the church or somebody that's sitting on the fence?
I'm gonna have to go with in the church.
Yeah, because I guess they the freakiest, but the quiet ones.
Yeah, because before they was in the church, they was freaks before they went to church. Now you can bring them back.
Yes.
You can bring them back.
She'd rather have a toupee. You know, they real freaky. I don't do that. No, I never did that. I'm too busy reading the Bible. When they do it, it's real good.
Boy, you going straight to hell. With flaming draws. Flaming draws.
Hey, and I'm speaking with experience. I know a whole bunch of PKs in my family, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty butter butt freak, boy. I'd be like, damn. Where was the Bible when you were doing that?
And was talking. And look, and when you hit it good, oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Well, now, when it comes to bedroom, would you rather have no talking or talking? Nasty talking.
A lot of nasty ass talking.
Oh, she said, okay. I like the mouth.
She said a lot of nasty ass talking.
Mm-hmm. I like that mouth.
I'm going to have to send her one of my tapes then. You're not just from the tape.
Would you rather do phone sex or video sex?
I think I'd rather do video sex.
Okay. You like the video? Oh, okay, video sex. Yeah, okay, I can see that. You like to be seen. What would you enjoy better doing, a video or a photo shoot?
A video.
Okay.
You only had 3 minutes. Let's give her an opportunity to tell audience where we can contact her at too.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, like I said, I have Instagram, SSBBW_Tenderoni, and SSBBW Cookie Jar, and also on Facebook, of course, Yoli Love and Yoli Extra Large, and on Twitter, SSBBWBabyDoll11.
Now, you said SSBW Cookie Jar?
Uh-huh.
I like that name, too. Okay. Man, that's a good name, too. Cookie Jar.
That's a good porn name.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, Cookie Jar.
And that's on Instagram?
Uh-huh.
I think I better start giving me an Instagram because I ain't got one. I'm like, well, will it really serve me? But I guess now I'm going to have to get one.
They got a lot of freaks on Twitter and Instagram, man.
Can you post, like, dirty pictures up on there?
You can. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, as long as nobody don't report you, you can. I mean, people post everything on Instagram, so.
Oh. Okay, I'm about to see about that one right there. All right. I would like to thank, you know, once again, we'd like to thank Miss Yoli Love for coming by. You know, if you want to
thank you, darling.
Work with her, you can hit her up on Facebook with Yoli Love. That's YOLILOVE. And, you know, if you want to, you can give out your email address if you want to so people can contact you.
Okay, it's sfbbwbabydoll@gmail.com.
Come with some sexy names, boy.
She got her own domain. What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's what I just heard.
Yeah. SSBWBabyDoll, a.k.a. Cookie Jar. Okay. I'm the cookie jar.
Thank you, darling. Man. You were a lot of fun. You were a lot of fun.
Well, thank you all for having me.
You are
so
welcome.
We going to get you back on again.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Especially when you start blowing up.
Yeah, making them porn videos.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a way we
can
tell
the
audience
y'all.
Where to get them. All right, darling. Good night.
All right. Y'all have a good night. All right, y'all. Well, next time it's going to be on the end of this month. So watch out. We're going to have another exciting show. And we may have somebody on the 15th. I can get a hold of her because she wants to take over, you know, BBW adult radio. So we're going to let her do that for, you know, a day, maybe two, if she gets back to me. So once again, I'm Max. You know, that's Crazy Man G-Man. See y'all next time.